campaign.
The Lowering Surfaces, your first stop.
You should play Willapon Golf Course in Rantoul this week. The testimonials speak for themselves. One golfer said, "The cheers of Rantoul. Great food and great service. You can tell everyone loves their jobs." Another review said, "Great staff, fun course." This fall, make the trip out to Willapon Golf Course in Rantoul and see why their fans are raving about this wonderful course. Play around, then enjoy lunch, dinner, or drinks at the 19th Hole Bar and Grill. Enjoy the last days of summer and the start of fall at Willapon Golf Course in Rantoul this week.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Hi, this is Gary Knight from CarMac Car Capital in Danville. Now's the time to get a great deal on every new 2019 Honda and Hyundai. The all-new 2020s are rolling in, so we're clearing out all the 19s. Save thousands with 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on select models, and we'll pay you top dollar for your trade. Our selection is huge, so hurry in to CarMac Car Capital in Danville or go to CarMacCars.com to view all of our new and pre-owned vehicles in stock.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 90 today and tomorrow, down to 70 in the evening. The chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at 20%. 40% shot at morning rain on Friday. High 80, low 56. 83 with sunshine expected Saturday and partly cloudy Sunday with a high 88. We're currently at 75. ESPN 93.5.
Well, glad you're listening. It's great to have you on the radio with us this morning. It's 9/11 day, so we've been talking a lot about 9/11 and where you were, if you remember.
And I actually see that the Urbana City employees, firefighters, and police officers have already gathered outside the city building at 7:30, had a moment of silence observed at 7:46. At 8:46 at Westside Park, they'll have speakers, Champaign Fire Department bell ceremony, and Champaign Police Department with the firing detail. Again, 8:46 at Westside Park today. And then there's a memorial ride on Sunday at 10 with the I&I Firefighters Association from Danville's Village Mall, again, 10 a.m. on Sunday. So those are some things that have been going on. I know for us, we were going to the train station, and we noticed a lot of activity around Memorial Stadium. Turns out Navy, Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, ROTC units all gathering at the stadium at 5:30 for a muster, joined by police, firefighters, and FBI representatives. And at 6, they began climbing 1,980 steps up, 1,980 steps down.
You were in New York City for your honeymoon. It was the night after the Michael Jackson show at Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. You tried to go to the airport. Obviously, that didn't work.
That's right.
And you figured out how to get one of the few, relatively speaking, rental cars.
That's right.
And got home.
We had actually spent the night with another Unity grad. It was one of those things where you just wanted to be around people that you knew.
Right.
So I had connected with Doug Wilson, who put together Trading Spaces, and visited with him at his studio. It just seemed like all of a sudden New York City became a small town where you were talking with people and asking what's going on. And in that line, when we saw the report from the person saying, "We know that the bridges are shut down, the subway shut down, tourists are having trouble getting out of the city, so that's why we're going to waive the one-way fee," Mike and I said, "Let's go get in that line." And that's when everybody in that line to get that one-way rental car to go somewhere in America, they were discussing, are you going to be going
grabbing
this way?
Rides and everything.
And we'll all ride together.
Yeah.
So Mike and I drove home because Gabrielle, my daughter, was going to be hitting 4 on September 13th, and we wanted to be home for that.
Oh, yeah. 359-2255. You're welcome to text in. 812. Cubs and Cardinals both lose last night. Late details coming up.
When you're buying a
grub here, get your baseball grub here. Get your game day eats at Value Check that doesn't break the bank. Value Check is cost plus foods, meaning everything is priced at or below cost on the shelf with just 10% fee added. excited at checkout. Unbelievable savings. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, convenient location at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. So go on into Value Check and save loads of money on your next grocery trip.
Oh no, there's a star break on my windshield.
Whether it's chipped, cracked, or broken, American Eagle Auto Glass can help fix the problem and for a great price. American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council.
Ugh, that big truck and so much construction this summer.
So when the windshield of your vehicle starts to crack up, visit American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign or Danville for a quality replacement experience. You can call them at 351-0900 or visit them online at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. They'll shatter your expectations.
Mom, can we get White Castle sliders?
Great idea, Ben. Let's see where they are.
Attention, Ben. Tell your mom she can find White Castle sliders in the freezer aisle. They're made with 100% beef patties on a bed of steamed grilled onions with the same one-of-a-kind taste you can find in Castle.
Ooh, she's smart. Hey, intercom lady, any advice for her first day of school?
Ben, she's not gonna...
Try a new hairstyle. Ooh, maybe a mullet.
A mullet? Cool.
You are not getting a mullet.
White Castle. Find the slider variety you crave in your nearest freezer aisle.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
Megan Parsons from Savoy, Illinois, and I work in human resources at the Lemon Company in Arcola. So I have had back problems over half of my life, and I've been to physical therapy a variety of times. What I would say was different about Mettler is the therapy was one-on-one in a private room, private setting. So just focusing on getting me to a point that I could manage my own pain, work on strength.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit Mettler Center.com today.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or browse through our offers at O'ReillyAuto.com, where you can earn double points shopping online. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at the I Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchard.
Everything opens the weekend. That means we bring the ponies back. We have the Wicked Orchard Shootout going on. We have the wagon ride. We have the corn maze open. The pumpkin jump pad. All of our activities will be joined. We allow the adults to accompany each child for free because we want them to have that connection, that shared time together. And we also want them to keep an eye on their child so that they're playing safe and everything. Our staff does that as well.
Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, Champaign. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
All right, we check your sports headlines.
Colorado beat St. Louis 2-1 yesterday. They've got another game today with a 7:40 start. The Cardinals will use Dakota Hudson on the mound. San Diego beat the Cubs in extra innings. The final was 9-8. They've got a 9 o'clock start today as that series continues on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox beat Kansas City. That final was 7-3. They've got a 7-10 start. Well, some trending stories out of the MLB is Milwaukee's Christian Yelich be out for the season, breaking that right now kneecap in a foul ball. LA Dodgers at 94-52 on the season have won their seventh consecutive NL West title. On to the Illini, we have Eastern Michigan Saturday at 11. Our women's soccer facing Butler tomorrow at 4. Friday the 13th, our volleyball in Normal for the Redbird Classic, and tennis taking on Alabama.
Don't forget Go Stever, the offer today online at GoStever.com at 5:30 tonight on The Drive. I'm going to join the boys on their show to explain again for that audience what we're doing. We're essentially giving you money. You're spending my money, and you can keep the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
GoStever.com to register. Then at 5:30, you go to GoStever.com, click accept, and you could get $30 for Rosati's Pizza and their amazing amazing products. You just check them out. Rosani's on Gregory near the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. But get registered. You have to register before you can win all this. It's just going to keep building and building. You don't want to be on the outside looking in. GoSteamer.com.
Today and tomorrow, we've got a high 90 expected. 70 our low this evening. The chance of a shower at 20%. A 40% chance of scattered showers for Friday morning. Then a high 80, partly cloudy, low 56 on Friday night. Right now, the temperature's at 75 on ESPN 93.5.
Diane Ducey was the MC for Living Alternatives Annual Life Banquet last night, and she met and talked with and heard the extraordinary story of Abby Johnson and the basis of Unplanned, which is a
book and a movie.
Yep, book and a movie. We'll discuss that next. ESPN 93.5, it's 9:11, and it's 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, the price of things before they reach consumers rose 0.1% in August. The producer price index reading is hotter than expected, though still considered relatively tame. Economists were predicting no increase. Inflation at the wholesale level was 1.8% over the past year. Nearly 3.5 million General Motors pickups and sport utility vehicles are being recalled because a pump problem could cause a brake issue. Included in the recall, the Chevrolet Silverado, Cadillac Escalade, GMC Yukon and Sierra, and Chevy Suburban from the years ranging from 2014 to 18. Apple will charge you less for its streaming service. It's pricing its new TV Plus at $4.99 a month. We'll also give you a free year of TV Plus if you buy a new iPhone, iPad, or iMac. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Make it hot. I like it cheesy. I'm loving the Wednesday's Italian Beef Day at Rosati's Pizza. We get great specials going on all the time, but when Wednesday rolls around, it's all about the Italian beef. Get the sandwich, the fries, and the drink, all for just $9.99. It's what I have for lunch every Wednesday. Stop by and see me and the crew, or let us bring one to you. We deliver to all of Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. Call us at 328-2334 or visit us at 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Hope to see you soon.
Last night, the banquet, Living Alternatives Annual Life Banquet at Hilton Garden Inn, 1,000 people. Diane Ducey did a wonderful job as our MC. Abby Johnson was the keynote. Abby Johnson, famously now because of working at Planned Parenthood and then changing her mind, essentially, wrote the book Unplanned, the movie's Unplanned. Abby Johnson, were you surprised that they tucked people away in the basement? There's 1,000 people to hear you?
Oh man, it was an awesome crowd. I didn't know how many people were going to be here. I thought, oh, a town this size, maybe, 300-400. So to hear there were over 1,000 people was pretty amazing.
Okay, when you took the job with Planned Parenthood, what did you expect?
I thought we're going to be helping women. We're going to be providing health care to low-income women, women that are uninsured. Abortion is going to be a very small part of what we're doing, just, for unfortunate situations. I didn't realize that we were going to be essentially abortion salespeople pushing it at every turn, that we were going to have abortion quotas, things like that.
When was the moment you said, I'm getting uncomfortable with this whole thing?
So I was asked to come in and participate in an ultrasound-guided abortion procedure, and I watched as a 13-week-old baby in the womb fought and struggled for his life against the abortion instrument, and I knew then that there was life, there was humanity in the womb, and if that was true, I knew I was on the wrong side of this debate.
There was a man who prayed for you every day. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were people outside of my facility. They were with the Coalition for Life, and they prayed outside of my facility and had always said, if you ever want to leave your job, we'll help you. I never, ever, ever thought that day would come. But after I saw that ultrasound, I knew I could no longer work there. And I lived in a really conservative community, and I thought, I'm going to have a really hard time finding a job. And I thought, well, you know, I'll reach out to them and see if they can help me. And I did, and they were just amazing. I mean, they became my best friends. And it was interesting, the people that I worked with, you know, the people that always proclaimed tolerance and, you know, this open-mindedness, as soon as they found out that I no longer supported abortion, they wouldn't have anything to do with me.
What does Planned Parenthood say about you now?
They don't say much, honestly. When I first left the clinic, they took me to court trying to get a gag order against me so I wouldn't be able to share my story and the things that I knew. That obviously failed. And, you know, they don't really talk about me at all anymore. I run a ministry to get abortion clinic workers out of abortion clinics and get them into other lines of employment and into a place of healing. And they don't like that because we're pulling their employees out, and those employees are exposing what's taking place inside of those clinics. But, you know, they've tried to go after me before, and every time they call me a liar, I show proof of what I'm talking about. And so they're pretty quiet. They don't talk about me too much anymore.
Talk about the power of prayer, Abby.
You know, the whole time that I worked at Planned Parenthood, my husband was pro-life. My entire family was pro-life. There were people praying for me on the sidewalk. And, you know, when I saw that ultrasound-guided abortion, I think it would have been really easy for me to say, well, okay, to try to find some way to justify it in my mind. I'd been there for 8 years. But I think because people had been praying for me, I think that, you know, those prayers, I mean, that really opened up my heart to seeing the truth and helped me have the courage to take that step to leave. And I tell parents all the time, you know, never doubt the prayers that you give for your children. I think, you know, the prayers of parents are incredibly powerful, and one of the responsibilities we have as parents is to pray for our children, even in difficult situations.
You're a mom?
Yeah, my mom.
No, you're a mother. You're a mom, bro. You have kids?
Oh, yeah, I am a mom. Yeah, I have 8 kids. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's challenging when you're on the road, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I have an amazing husband. He stays at home with our kids. He was a special ed teacher for a lot of years, so he's the one with the patients anyway. So he's amazing. Yeah, he stays at home.
Do you feel God has tapped you for this special mission? Is it that kind of a calling?
I do. Yeah, I feel like it's a ministry. You know, it's not something I necessarily wanted to do. When I left the clinic, I thought, well, I'll just, you know, get a job running a healthcare practice that doesn't do abortion. You know, never thought I was going to be a pro-life speaker. Never thought I'd have a movie out about my life. Never thought I'd write books. But you know, I feel like when God sort of gives you this opportunity, He rolls out the red carpet for you, and it's our responsibility to take what we've done and really use it for His glory. And so, that's what I'm trying to do every day.
One of the messages, Abby, that I thought was particularly impactful in your talk at the Life Banquet yesterday to support our Pregnancy Resource Center and Living Alternatives and Mercy's Refuge here in Champaign is the mindset and how, you know, at Planned Parenthood, you would say it's really hard to be a single mom and that sort of thing. Speak to that real quick.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely considered myself a you know, secular feminist when I worked at Planned Parenthood. And what I was saying was that there wasn't any time in my 8 years at Planned Parenthood where I actually really empowered a woman in her decision. You know, essentially women would come in to me and they would say, well, I'm pregnant, but, you know, the guy in my life, he left, and I would say, oh gosh, that would be so hard. And the implication is, well, you're not strong enough to do this on your own. So, you know, we're going to give you an abortion. Or, well, I'm in school. school, and, you know, now I'm pregnant. And so we would essentially say, well, gosh, you're not strong enough to finish your education and be a parent, so let's just, you know, get an abortion for you. And that's not women's empowerment. That is the opposite of women's empowerment. It's exploitation. It's abuse. It's manipulating them at a very vulnerable time in their life. And, you know, really, motherhood is one of the strongest decisions that a woman can make. And there was never a time where we encouraged motherhood, encouraged parenthood. It was always to exploit them in that moment of weakness.
Abby Johnson, book Unplanned, the movie Unplanned. God bless you, and thank you for coming to Champaign-Urbana and impacting so many.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Abby Johnson, last night's keynote, Living Alternatives Annual Life Banquet.
HopeForAFuture.com.
On ESPN 93.5.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign on South Mule Street.
836. We're going to jump right to our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We're expecting a high of 90 today and tomorrow, down to around 70 in the evening. Chance of showers at 20%, otherwise partly cloudy. Morning showers in the forecast Friday, high 80, low 56, up into the mid-80s over the weekend with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 76. ESPN 93.5.
Front page of the News Gazette this morning, TWOT2. At odds over Treasurer's Office's reports. Picture of Lowell Pressing and County Board member Jim Goss. We talk to Jim Goss next.
I have such a great product and service, but my goodness, I can't get my business off the ground. I've tried all the social media services, but it's so hard to market my product.
Have you tried Minuteman? They make mailers, put your logo on just about anything. It's all about the visuals, my friend. 60% of online searches are spurred on by print marketing. Got to get your brand in that space.
Well, how do I contact them?
It's easy. Go to cuprinting.com, and they will guide you through the process step by step along with all of your other needs.
Jeff was a bull ring.
He supports our law enforcement. This is Kirk Kaiser from Freedom Roofing. Thank you, law enforcement, for all you do.
Well, he's a tall drink of water in the studio. You can see him on the YouTube channel. It's Jim Goss. He's County Board Republican, member of the County Board. There are 760 County Board members now. What's the number at? Oh, you were at what now? It was 28 or 9, or what is it now?
I think initially it was 27. Now it's down to 22. Two members each district, 11 districts.
I think there should be three people, and you're one of them. So go for it. The FCC only has three. Why does the county board have 22?
Because we love to have long meetings. That's
there
why.
Okay. Laurel Pressing is our county treasurer for Champaign County. There has been some question as to why things have taken time, the numbers, the accountability. You have raised that point with that office, saying we need to see some numbers and we have to figure out budgets based on what we're bringing in. Tell me, and they essentially say you're being mean to her, and Laurel Pressing said, quote, it's your hobby to pick on her. Expound on that.
Well, Stevie, I've got a very full-time job, so trust me. My hobbies, I do like to play golf occasionally, but my hobby is when I got elected to the county board, I chose to go the route of public accountability. I'm accountable to the people in my district. I had people this weekend at the Republican Fall Festival that were in my district that I hadn't met, came up and asked me questions. But I don't think it's too much to ask. If you were running a $100 million radio station and your treasurer wasn't reconciling 50 bank accounts every month and hadn't done it since the beginning of the year,
You want to see what the numbers are.
Well, and it's, you can't provide financial reports that have accuracy because you don't know where the bank account balances are. We can project, and the checks are still being cut.
Yeah.
And the county, the treasurer is the collector.
Yeah.
They take in the income. They invest the income. The auditor writes the checks. So we've been writing checks.
But we're not sure what's in the bank, the checkbook ledger. We don't know what.
The treasurer assures me that she invests funds every day and she's going to make extra
money.
What's
the result of that?
Well, that's...
You just want to see
it. How can we tell?
Well, you need to see it. It's not unreasonable to say, what are the numbers? Can I look at it? It's like a big cruise ship with no rudder.
Well, here's the thing. We authorized the potential for a borrowing, which we've done the last few years, out of public safety sales tax up to $1.5 million. Because we tend to run out of cash right about the first part of April, middle April, somewhere right in there, and we need just a short-term loan from ourselves. I believe that the money was borrowed. The county board was never noticed.
What? They have to report to the county board, treasurer.
Well, but we actually, that money was probably borrowed from what I can tell and what fund balances were actually put on a website last week that I don't trust. And then I can't tell you whether it was borrowed. It was never noticed to the county board. This is a treasurer, Stevie, that has not done her job. She's been to one county board meeting since she was elected. And she's been to one special study session since she was elected. When I confronted her, she walks away. And she, you know, I'm mean. It's my hobby to mess with her. Honestly, the people of the county, the taxpayers in this county, should hold her accountable. She has told me to my face that she is only accountable to one thing, and that's the voters.
Well, I think that they report to the county board is what the treasurer's office does. You work with them again to understand where you are. Do you think this gets resolved soon?
I think that County Executive Kleppel has committed to me that they will meet weekly with the treasurer. I mean, part of this whole problem is she's just been defiant that she's doing her job.
I see.
And so she said we're going to meet weekly to get this.
So the Democrats on the board understand you got to see some numbers. You have to.
Oh, well, I you say that, but I had an offer. I had a resolution coming before the board that the Democrats said we will not support any resolution that talks about a performance audit in the treasurer's office.
Wow. Well, party politics still alive in Champaign.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It is completely. Right. The number of party line votes are ridiculous at the county board. There is no bipartisanship. There's a few people that'll work across the aisle, but most won't.
What can we do, Jim?
I think as news sources, I think the only thing we can do is keep on it. And trust me, I'm going to keep on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if people don't like me, you're not going to hurt my feelings. That's fine.
No, you're the perfect politician. Your guy really doesn't want to do it, but you're trying to help.
Yeah,
that's who you want.
This is more or less a volunteer job,
right?
And I spend hours a month on this outside of my regular job.
Well, we need straight shooters like Jim Goss. Thank you, my friend, for popping in on this.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
County Board Member Jim Goss, G-O-S-S, ESPN 93.5.
Shut that.
Houlihan's is a great place to take that special someone in your life.
Stop in for happy hours 4 to 6 and 9 to close Monday through Thursday and all day on Sunday. On Tuesdays, they feature half-price bottles of wine, and if you can't finish it, their bartender can safely seal it to take it home. All students with a valid ID get 10% off their food purchase at Houlihan's.
And get the Houlihan's Oktoberfest in your planner now, September 27th, 28th, and 29th with Griggs beer and German food all weekend. Houlihan's, just south of the State Farm Center.
You go into Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they just might give you that free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happens when you buy appliances. When you call Dick Van Dyke for service, it's only $35 for them to come out. Then if you need something fixed or they need more stuff, they just tell you, here's what it's going to cost, yes or no. But it's only $35. Find anybody else to come in your house for $35.
That's right.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, family-owned business since 1977. If you drive on Neil, driving north on Neal, before you get to I-74, right-hand side of the road, it says Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they're independent. That means they can carry all the brands, and their people know what they have.
And they approach you when you walk in the door. How may I help you?
May I help you? And you're going, is this Robeson's? What is this?
Over my shoulder. What?
Was this customer? What?
You talking to me?
I didn't know there's a guy. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you can start at appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on Neal Street in Champaign.
We're the place for everything, Rental City.
Well, a lot on the radio this morning. I apologize, didn't get the Illinois tickets given away, but we'll do it tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Let's get to our weather.
Okay, partly cloudy, high 90, low 69, 20% chance of showers. Same for tomorrow, high 91, low 70. Morning showers in the forecast on Friday, high 81, low 57, 83 with sunshine for that Illini game against Eastern Michigan. Right now we're at 77 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, thoughts and prayers to everybody who is greatly affected by this day in history, 9/11. again. So many lost so much.
Thank you so much to our first responders for all you do.
Yep, all you do every single day. We love all of you. Okay, meet tomorrow, Diane Ducey.
Enjoy the day,
Stevie. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. Thank you very much. Go Stever live at 5:30 tonight for Rosati's Pizza. Free stuff. Get registered at GoStever.com. Have a great Wednesday.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get